Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I'm Holly Shea with Rick Preuss, and right now we're going to be talking with Jade Preuss from Preuss Outdoors Water Gardens, Water Garden Maintenance, and Landscaping out of Lansing. Welcome to the show, Jade.
How are you doing today?
We're doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
You might notice there's a little bit of commonality in our last names.
Yeah, I was noticing that.
Yeah. So Jade's my nephew, and he's been, he also during the wintertime when it's not too fun to be out in pond and water gardens, he's out helping us in the store. But his spring, summer, and fall, he has the great opportunity of being in the great outdoors and spends literally every working moment that he has working on whether it's landscaping or, in this case, ponds and water gardens. He happens to specialize in pond and water gardens. So welcome to the show there, Jade. Nice to have you in here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So what exactly do you do?
Well, with Preuss Outdoors, what we do is maintain and build water features. We do a lot of other things, too, but because today's show is about water features, we'll primarily talk about that. Right now, this time of year, there's a lot of pond openings, getting things ready for the pond season, trimming everything down, either power washing, cleaning, depending on the water feature, on how bad it is, and getting it ready for the pond season.
So what is the pond season? What are the months of the pond season?
Well, the pond season is kind of a short season. Truthfully, you know, May to, say, September. Well, we get into October, November, depending on the weather, but it's a short time where you can really enjoy your water feature outdoors, watch the plants and the fish grow, just really enjoy that serenity of your water feature.
But, you know, on the flip side to it, for a Michigander, it's a long season from the perspective that the only time we're outside enjoying the outdoor is the exact same time when you're out there enjoying your water gardens and such. It's just like having a beautiful garden. You just happen to have a beautiful water garden in many cases. You get passionate people that want to keep koi out in the water garden, not really in the water garden as much as in the pond. And Jade has some clients that are all around the area. He works on, for the most part, wouldn't you say most of your ponds are on the larger size, let's say 1,000 gallons and larger?
Correct. Most people can tackle a smaller water feature themselves. Mm-hmm. But there are smaller features that I also do clean out for them and get them ready in the springtime, but they maintain them throughout the year themselves.
And I imagine even in the small ponds, you're willing to do those, especially for somebody that may have been maintaining their pond right along and they aren't in a position they can do that. Either they're gone for the summer or they just are physically unable for one reason or another. Is that true?
That is very true. There's a couple clients that we maintain their water features right now just because they moved out of state and they're trying to sell their home and they can't maintain their water feature.
Sure.
So they have fish in there and they want to make that pond look very pristine so it's very presentable to the new client or potential homeowner. So we maintain that for them right now.
So I have a question. When you do have a water garden or a koi pond and you do stock it with some fish, how do the fish eat? Do they just naturally know to catch the bugs, or is this something that you would buy fish food for?
Well, depending on what type of fish you own, if you have koi, you definitely are going to want to feed them. If you have smaller goldfish and whatnot, as long as the pond's been up and running for some time, there's going to be natural food inside the water feature for them, so you should be okay. You know, you can still supplement some types of foods and give them foods, you know, get that one-on-one action with the fish, but you just want to do it sparingly.
Right.
Okay.
And ponds start, you can have a 100-gallon pond. We're going to get Dan Burke here from Laguna Sales and Pond Equipment.
Great.
To talk about like features, like smaller features that you can put in on your own. But when we think about fish that can live outdoors, we certainly have in the summer, we have tropical fish that can stay outside, but that's a much shorter season. You got pretty much most of June, July, and August. Okay. And then they need to get out by September. When we get into goldfish, as long as you're willing to be careful, you don't want to do too many. That's one of the problems that people get into is they tend to overpopulate their ponds with fish because you're trying to develop this ecology. So goldfish, you know, you want to have a few hundred gallon pond in order to bring them in. But as long as you have a few hundred gallons there to work with, goldfish tend to work out very well. And then when we're looking at koi, koi can get, Jade, what's the largest koi one of your clients has?
Literally about 30 inches.
Yeah. So. And that's going to require, you know, one or two koi per 1,000 gallons.
Now, that sounds like a big endeavor.
That's a big fish. But if you've ever seen one, Jade, describe your most appreciative, your most fascinating koi, either in your own pond or in one of your clients.
Well, I'd have to think to one of my clients, just the color that's on it. I mean, the brightest red that you've ever seen, the brightest white, the black, and the, you know, the defined lines. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous fish. I mean, every time I see this fish, it puts a smile on my face just looking at it, just how beautiful it is. So, beautiful fish.
And you take that beautiful animal, and then just how fish contort in the water, move back and forth, and you got through the lily pads and that type of thing. You know, it sets you back. It sets you in a whole different atmosphere. You were talking a little bit about, Jade, how you and your daughter have a connection.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, during the summertime, I work long hours. But when I get home, you know, that time that I can have with her, you know, just going out by the water feature, sitting there, enjoying our fish, you know, feeding. She puts her feet in the water. The fish come right up.
Oh, I mean, but she loves it.
It's great. It's really, really wonderful. So
those are good memories. She's going to remember that forever. Now, koi, if I'm not mistaken, they pretty much eat just about anything that'll go in the water, or they'll try.
They will nibble on most plants. You know, if you do have plants inside your water feature with koi, you have the understanding that you possibly might not have plants there later. So
Right. And there are some plants that bridge the water line. Those work fine because they can't really get to them as long as they're well-rooted. But some of the – you're not going to have plants down below unless they decide they want to leave them alone. So
Okay. Sometimes
it's just a little bit of experimentation more than anything else.
What about other fish in with the koi? Will they eat – if you want – we mentioned goldfish earlier. Do you have to watch out for what other size fish you put in there?
Well, if you look at the water feature that's at the pet store, I mean, how many different types of fish are in that right now, Rick?
Right. Depending on the temperature and what you can keep and what you can keep outdoors, there's plenty of options indoors or outdoors for fish. It just happens to be that goldfish and koi are winter tolerant. Okay, so most people, if they have a larger pond, are putting fish in strategically so that maybe they can stay the winter. Now, if you're going to put fish in there and you're going to bring them indoors because maybe you have a 100-gallon pond, you don't have a 1,000-gallon pond, well, then you have a little more latitude because you're going to bring them indoors and keep them indoors anyhow.
Now, are you going to have a filtration system in there, like as in a tank, or are you relying on Mother Nature to keep this oxygenated?
I would definitely have a filtration unit, two different types, one being a mechanical filtration, which will pull in all dead and decaying leaves that are falling onto the pond, and then a biological filter that helps break down that organic waste at the top.
Okay.
And one thing that's kind of cool is the hobby has never been easier. There are supplements that you put into the pond. In the past, before some of these supplementations, you got to remember we're taking a rubber liner and we're filling in a dirt hole. Okay. Now all of a sudden we transfer that into this beautiful expression. Well, one of the problems with that is we're no longer connected to nature. We're isolating ourselves from nature to some extent. So what we now have are bacteria supplements that are basically taking the bacteria that would naturally occur in the wild over years, decades, finding those bacteria strains, and then putting them into our rubber-lined pond and recreating the ecology that makes the pond stable, makes the water clear, makes the algae not show up, makes the environment stable.
So pardon my ignorance here, but when you say the bacterial supplements, do you mean, is that something you can buy, you can purchase, put into the pond?
Yep. Jade, okay. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. At this time of year, depending on what you do with your water feature, if you totally dredge it out and everything, you know, you're definitely going to want to jumpstart that bacteria. But you're going to want to do it anyways regardless. If you don't power wash or pump out your pond this time of year, you definitely want to use a MicroLift PL and also a MicroLift spring and summer. That's going to help break down those smaller organic materials that have, you know, settled on the bottom of your water feature. But very, very important, you know, like Rick said, it takes many years for bacteria to really, really, you know, colonize, And in most cases, in smaller water features here, we don't have replenishing water all the time, you know. So you want to maintain it by, you know, adding these extra bacteria to help.
If you think about it, if you have a septic field or a septic tank, and it's backing up, we open the bottle, we pour it in, then all of a sudden it's not backed up anymore and we break it all down.
Right.
They're the exact same type of bacteria, but we're using them in our water garden. They're not the exact same type of bacteria, but they're bacteria similar to that that can take large cellulose materials and combust them down into CO2 gas.
Sure.
And just kind of leaves your pond. And it's like, wow, thank you.
Right.
So it makes life a lot easier keeping them. And they're not very expensive because every company that's out there competes for the opportunity to sell you their bacteria supplements. So you might be spending $15 or $20, but that's going to last you a month, 2 months, 3 months, depending on how big your pond is.
Okay. And I am learning all kinds of things. And Jade, I have a question for you. Do you find that more of your clients are asking for a koi pond that's just a one-level koi pond, or are you finding that more people want an atmosphere where there's water trickling down, like a possible waterfall, per se?
I'd have to say the majority of the water features that we do install have a waterfall for presentation purposes. There's a couple ornamental ponds out there that will have like a fountain, but the majority of them do have, you know, rocks producing a waterfall action.
And there might be good reasons to do both. I mean, depending on the profile, maybe you don't want anything jutting up from your property. What you're trying to find is just this kind of like still little pond with a nice little spray head. And plus, if you're going to make it yourself, you may not want to necessarily make a big project of mounding the dirt and making the waterfalls and stuff, unless there's a natural, you know, profile of your yard that makes it easy to do that. In other situations, and that's where Jade gets involved, it just becomes natural. Look at the front of our store, okay?
Right, that's beautiful.
We wanted this kind of feeling like a big waterfall was coming out of the building, and Jade, with the help of his dad, or his dad with his help of Jade, the two worked together to build the most incredible display of a waterfall. My neighbor, I asked her when I was rebuilding a bigger pond, I'm like, are you okay if I build a pond in my front yard? And she was saying, as long as there's a waterfall, because I love the noise. She teaches voice, and she teaches piano and whatnot. The only thing she cared about, she didn't care what it looked like. I brought her over after it was all done, and I thought it was just awesome. And she was like, sounds beautiful.
Right. She's more about the sound.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen the waterfall at Pruce Pets, you really need to go take a look at it. It is quite something.
The two of those really, they work literally months putting that together. And then when Jade and his dad now go out and put ponds and water gardens together, you know, they have that experience to pull from that they've done it for years. And that was one of the bigger projects that we've done. But you do it small and large. You know, it might just be a small little cascade from the hillside,
right,
or it might be this really dramatic wall like we did.
Jade, do you find that people are coming to you with an idea that they already have in their mind, or a picture that they found in a magazine, or is this something that you design with them?
I say all of the above. You know, people have an envisionment in their mind a lot of times when they come to us, and, you know, this is what they want. You know, they'll see the landscape and they'll say they want something going around here. And, you know, we try to produce it the best way we can. The thing is when you get involved in it, you know, it's really like art form, because every rock's different. So any placement that you put it, you know, you're producing living art. And that's what I really enjoy about it is, you know, every creation's different and it's just great.
That's great. It is art. It's wonderful art. It's natural art.
Exactly.
Jade, I know you have to have plenty of plants and oxygenating plants around your ponds, especially when there are fish in them. Does it matter where the pond is positioned in your yard? Can it be full sun, partial sun, or full shade? Is there a preference?
You know, honestly, it all depends on the homeowner, what they're looking to get out of the water feature. If you're looking for vibrant colors, you know, obviously you're going to want more full sun, because obviously plants are going to do a lot better. But if plants aren't, you know, a big part of your water feature, then you can get them in the shadier areas. You know, it just all depends on what the customer wants. But, you know, definitely having sun inside your water feature you know, is definitely going to help you out. Those plants that you might not be able to have because it was in the shade, you'll now be able to have. So,
and the one thing is that it's imperative that if you decide to put it in an open shade, that you actually do commit to plants. Because if you don't, you'll commit
right.
to algae.
Exactly. No, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And the fish have a place to go if they're feeling a little shy.
So Jade, why don't you, how do people get a hold of you? And, you know, if they're thinking about doing something like this, like a feature, and it's not the quite simple project of a 100-gallon pond where they come in and talk to us, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, first off, you can give me a call. It's 517-712-6992. We do have a website. It's under construction right now. Hopefully, it should be up in the next month. It's pruceoutdoors.com. And, or you can email me at pruceoutdoors@gmail.com. But, any type of, from consulting to building to maintaining, pretty much we can do anything for you in the pond and water garden. If you need fish, we can go to Rick, who specializes in fish and plants as well. So anything that you need, we can do for you. So
next, we'll be talking with Dan Burke of Laguna Pond and Water Systems on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Be sure to listen to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1320 a.m. WILS. If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Be sure to include a picture of your pet or any animal pictures, and we'll upload them onto our Facebook pages. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, or friend us on Facebook at Mid-Michigan Pets. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.